Thank you for joining Seymour Storyland. You can listen to Seymour Stories at www.parsma.blogspot.ca or join Seymour Friends at facebook.com/SeymourRadio. پاینده و پیروز در پناه خداوند باشید.
Funding opportunity is available for Aboriginal youth in BC who wish to pursue a career in the arts through the Creative Youth Initiatives program, which is being funded by the BC government. The First Peoples Cultural Council will implement the pilot program called Aboriginal Youth Engaged in the Arts through a partnership with the BC Arts Council, which will provide $200,000 to the FPCC for the new program. Grants of up to $15,000 will support projects in any artistic discipline: visual, music, performing, dance, media, and literary. These projects will engage the youth in the arts through interactions with artists visiting through short-term residencies in remote and reserve communities. They will engage youth in arts through workshop series with local artists working in any discipline. During youth workshops or collaborations, visiting artists will work with local artists to build their capacity to engage with the youth through the arts. The application deadline is March 17, 2014. For more information about their program and how to apply, go to fpcc.ca and check out their youth engagement in the arts.
I am Boutros Ghali. Put down your gun and listen to...
Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Welcome, welcome to another edition of Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. What a lovely day it was outside. The sun was shining. It was warm. It was amazing. I am your host, Fleur Cooper. I will be with you for the next hour and a half, bringing out some really great tracks for you today. I've got such fresh music. It is piping hot. That's how fresh it was, just out of the oven. I decided to start with Arcade Fire tonight, their new album Reflector, and the song that we just heard, the 7-minute epic, was actually called Reflector as well. Funny that. Arcade Fire, as you all know, are the Montreal superstars and have been around for numerous years now. They're doing a lot of cool stuff out there at the moment. They're not only producing their fourth studio album that was released in October of last year, but they also scored Her, Spike Jonze's science fiction romance that's up for an Oscar this year. And if you haven't seen Her, definitely recommend going to see it. I saw it the other week and it was very thought-provoking, and Joaquin Phoenix does a fantastic job, as does Scarlett Johansson, even though all you hear is her voice. And I was saying to my boyfriend it was amazing that she could portray such emotion through just her voice and not being able to see anything else. Very interesting, and I liked the costumes. They were very Orwellian, but yet a little bit of a futuristic style to them. So very, very cool. Well, talking about Her and the fact that Arcade Fire scored that movie, they've actually been nominated for a few awards based on their score. They were awarded, or they're nominated for the Satellite Award for Best Original Score, also nominated for the Los Angeles Film Critic Association Award for Best Music Score. And not only are they, you know, obviously being nominated for their best awards, they're actually headlining 2014 Glastonbury Festival in June, which is pretty cool. And this is actually the first time the band has ever headlined the festival, which I'm pretty surprised about, seeing as they've been around for quite some time now. And I just wanted to give you some more information with regards to the album. That was actually co-produced by the former LCD Sound Systems frontman James Murphy, as well as their Arcade Fire, obviously, and their usual producer of Marcus Dravis. And they say that this album is actually influenced by Haitian rara music. And the actual release of the album, they did something different this time. They had a bit of a guerrilla marketing campaign inspired by Vev, and I apologize if I've said that wrong, drawings that are out of Haiti. Arcade Fire have had a long connection with Haiti, and in fact their sort of co-leader of the group is actually Haitian, or was born in Haiti, so she obviously has a huge connection with Haiti, and they've done some really cool stuff for Haiti over the years. But before I get to that, they had these really cool drawings. So basically in early August, a couple of months prior to the album being released in October, they actually had these chalk drawings on walls around different cities around the world, and they started posting them on Instagram, and it was a symbol that they actually included in some of the artwork that they've done around the album as well. And they actually included a video of one being drawn. Now, they got some flack for it, I guess, because people were saying, oh, you're defacing property and blah, 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 blah. But like Arcade Fire said, we actually only encourage people to use chalk, or the people that did it used chalk, so it was easy to wash off. So, you know, people getting angry over just some really cool stuff going around. But anyway, before I continue, I want to tell you one little thing of Arcade Fire. In 2011, they actually matched donations up to $300,000 for Campy. Now, Campy, spelled K-A-N-P-E, is actually one of the members, or the co-leader, Regine Cassange, I hope I said that right, sits on the board of directors for that organization. And that organization actually focuses on putting an end to the cycle of poverty by encouraging financial independence, thus enabling every person to live healthy and with dignity, and obviously helping to, focusing on development of the most vulnerable communities and families, and obviously rebuilding some of the buildings that were lost in the Haitian earthquake a couple of years ago. So if you're wondering what is the method to my madness, if you're a new listener to the show, I'll give you a little bit of a background so you understand where I'm coming from. So Are You Aware Music That Has Something to Say profiles music or musicians that take the route of positive action over apathy. Either the song has a positive social justice message, or I just really like the song and I find out what philanthropic stuff the artist has been up to and tell you about it, all in an endeavor for you to get you, the listener out there, to be inspired to do what you can to make the world a better place, either locally or globally or nationally, whatever floats your boat. And you might even get excited by some of the artists and what they're doing and want to join what they're supporting as well. In the meantime, let's get back to the Canadian music. I've got a whack load of Canadian new music coming up for you, which is pretty cool, as well as some international music as well. The next album I have for you is from Shad, London, Ontario's own darling of the rap scene, I guess I could say. He's a bit of a self-made man. He actually debuted his album in 2005, When This Is Over, was self-made and financed with about $17,500 he'd won from the 91.5 Beat Rhythm of the Future talent contest, which was kind of cool, while he was still an undergraduate student. But this is Flying Colors, his new album, and it's actually his fourth studio album, and it was released in October last year as well. Gosh, there's a lot of October releases. It must be the time of year when people come out with their music. Now, he's done something kind of cool. He was actually involved with Dallas Green of City in Color and Alexis on Fire to support Rob Dyer's Skate for Charity. They basically put a new collaboration out a few years ago called Shad and Dallas, two songs. And the two-song EP featured some new songs by the pair that was written one afternoon in the studio, as well as a remix of Shad's Listen. Now, Skate for Cancer was actually formed by Dyer after his mum passed away for disease, and over the last 7 to 10 years he has been skateboarding across North America, New Zealand and Australia, spreading education about cancer prevention. His efforts have resonated in particular with youth through this affiliation with obviously skateboarding and music community. So what an absolute legend, skating all that way to promote the fight against cancer. Well done him, and well done to Shad and City in Color. You might actually hear them later on in the show, or him later on in the show, with one of his new songs. But in the meantime, without further ado, this is Fam Jam for Some Immigrants on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
I'm proud of my nephew.
Yeah.
My niece.
Yeah. Well, most of the nephews. This is focusing on
especially
the
one in Toronto.
Yeah, this is the one.
Not bad, huh? For some immigrants. Yeah, from donated clothes to caps and gowns. It's a little shout to my black and brown folks that know the game, not in class to clown. Had the funny accent, look who's laughing now. See, Samir came here to grind, and he slaved that every minimum wage job. But he saved that, brought his sister on scholarship to make stacks. Working as a surgeon, she bottled with and paid cash. No time to whine, we just face facts. Let's fit six in the back, and let's take that to the best restaurants, make reservations. Since we out here, since they made reservations for First Nations and they never made reparations, the natives probably relate more to immigration. So this for y'all too, when I can't forget the Haitians here for an education. It's a celebration.
Not bad, huh? For some immigrants.
Draw lines and make borders real, but then bend the rules when there's more to drill. Don't turn away the stateless. Think of the waste if one in three refugees is a Lauryn Hill. Come a long way, we can move forward still. From the poorest to up by Lawrence, Forest Hill. But more than that, Skrillery Banks, just chill. Make a home, just build in a zone less ill. In a place to be safe, you found an escape route where we come from. So we grateful to Jesus, and now the top is the next stop. This drop ought to have my aunts on a guest spot, red hot. I'm talking going from sweatshops to tech stocks. Doctors without borders with dreadlocks. We quoting S. Doc Carter on Otis. Turns out some fresh off the boat kid wrote this. Not
bad, huh?
first world form. Sometimes you feel pride, sometimes you feel torn. See, my mother tongue's not what they speak where my mother's from. She moved to London with her husband when their son was one. And one time after family ties, I turned on the news and saw my family die.
Why?
Pop said it's murder in the motherland and things about colonialism I didn't understand. All the things that shape a man and his mind state. A community income and crime rate. If times change, why my people still in dire straits? If it's a big world, show me where's my place in it. I had to talk to Pops for a minute. He said, Shad, this world wasn't home to begin with. Just keep defending the oppressed, take steps and keep rapping. You might just be the best. Well, yes.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Bob Ross, and I'd like to welcome you. First of all, let me take just a moment to thank you for allowing me back into your homes. If this is your first time with us, let me extend a personal invitation for you to drag out your oil paints and paint along with us each week. Let's go over to the canvas here and let's get started.
Happy Little Clouds, a Bob Ross art show, is accepting submissions until February 14th. The show is at the Fall Tattoo and Art Gallery on February 22nd from 7 p.m. to 2 p.m., featuring mixed-medium art from local artists. DJ Timothy and musicians Mark and Bobby will be performing. Doors by donation, with proceeds going to the Positive Women's Network. Dress-up and silliness are encouraged.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And we just heard Sharon Jones, the wonderful, fantastic Sharon Jones, and the Dap Kings. They have a new album out, which is super exciting. I love their music. It's so cool. I was lucky enough a few years ago to see Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings back in my hometown of Perth, probably around 2010, and she is just dynamite. Honestly, if you haven't seen them, go and see them. They should be touring very soon, and I highly recommend it. She was just giving it her all and dancing like a crazy person possessed with the groove. That song that we just heard was actually called Long Time, Wrong Time. And they've actually been around for a little while. They're signed to Daftone Records, which is where the Daft Kings are the house band. Give People What They Want is their fifth studio album, and it was only released in January, so just January 14th, so just over a month old. Like I said before, they really shun, I've talked about Sharon Jones and the Daft Kings a while ago, and they really shun modern digital recording methods. Instead, they prefer the traditional analog recording equipment. And I think that just sort of gives you that sort of crusty deliciousness in that kind of music that, or in those recordings that just really make it even more authentic and more funky. And as you can tell, they're all about the funk and the soul, their influences range from the 60s and the 70s. They were actually involved in the Red Hot AIDS benefit series Inspiration Information, which was a compilation album of a few years ago from the Red Hot AIDS charity organization, and they put out a huge variety of different styles of compilations, including funk, calypso music, but world music and more indie music as well. Dark Was the Night was the last one they did a few years ago, and it really was quite amazing. And all this, this is kind of like a foundation. So basically, they put out these CDs to raise money, and then they delegate that money to different aid service organizations around the world, which is pretty damn cool. In the middle there, we heard from Winnipeg's own Grand Analog with their new album, Modern Thunder. That was actually released August last year, so it's their third album, and we just heard Lionhead, which was just fantastic. Very funky little start to the day, or end to the evening, I should say. Start to my day on the show, but probably the start to your evening, should I say. They've been around for a while, and they're doing some really good work. They've sort of, they're getting a bit more of a buzz around them, which is fantastic, because they have been working hard for a number of years, including going to the South by Southwest Festival this year, which is pretty exciting for them. They've been involved in a few charity organizations over the years. They were actually involved in a charity basketball game in 2011 for Athletes for Africa, and City in Color were also involved in that one, which is kind of cool. And they were also involved a couple of years ago in Music for Change, which was based out of Vancouver for Oxfam, in a way of raising funds and getting awareness out for Oxfam's fantastic work globally and obviously nationally as well. Well, I want to keep the music going because I've got some great stuff coming up. I'm hitting it back into the Canadian vibe. And by the way, well done, Canada. You guys are rocking on the Olympics. I've been sort of keeping up to date with it, but not really. But my boyfriend told me the other day that you guys are second, which is fantastic. I've decided from now on, the Winter Olympics, I am a Canadian, and the Summer Olympics, I'm an Australian. So, you know, you put those together and I'm an Aussadian. I go for both teams. But Australia, I think, has only won one silver, thanks to Tara Bright and her mad snowboarding skills. But you guys have been just killing it, and I love it. And doing some fantastic work. Lots of fantastic examples of great sportsmanship with one of the the long track speed skater giving up his position so another teammate could take it and get the silver for it. And then someone was telling me that another Canadian offered up some skis to a cross-country skier so they could finish the race, which I thought was fantastic. You know what? That's what it's all about. It's not about it's all about the athletes and great sportsmanship over all the issues and oppression, especially with what's going on in Russia with regards to not being able to protest and all the homophobia and all that stuff around it. I think it's good to focus not only on the bad stuff that's around the Olympics, but also the good stuff when you see those athletes that have worked so hard to finally achieve their goal. And that's what I heard. I heard this random rumor where there is an area to protest at the Sochi Olympics, but you need to get a permit. And I think the permit takes a couple of weeks or something to get approved, and it costs a bit of money. So I just thought that was funny that they actually had it's the oxymoron of a protest. I want to make sure it's confined to a certain area, and you can only protest if you're allowed to, which is kind of a bit of a weird thing. But anyway, moving right along, let's get into the next song, which is from Said the Whale, Vancouver's own Said the Whale. They formed in 2007, so they've been around for quite some time now. And they actually won in 2011 Juno Award for New Group of the Year, which is pretty cool. But unfortunately, so they got that in 2011, but also in 2011, their trailer was broken into while on tour in California, and thousands of dollars worth of gear and clothing were stolen, including cymbals, guitars, and glockenspiels. And who in their right mind could live with themselves stealing someone's glockenspiel? I just love that word, glockenspiel. Anyway, they actually had a show to raise funds for them, and they actually donated part proceeds to Music Counts, which is a fantastic organization that supports music programs in schools all across Canada. Now, they have actually going to be playing... this new album's been out for a little while, but what I'm going to be playing is the song Mother. This is Hawaii, and you're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Nobody has the patience to make it. Nobody has the down payment.
Not sure where to go on campus? Traveling late at night and afraid to go alone? Call SafeWalk, a free service where a co-ed team will take you anywhere you need to go on campus. Don't walk alone. For a walk, add SafeWalk to your phone. Call 604-822-5355. That's 604-822-5355. Alternatively, use a UBC Blue phone and ask for SafeWalk. Approach any SafeWalk team or drop by our office on the main floor of the sub across from the gallery lounge.
Out for the tide that binds, because you're mine, I walk the line.
Love never came easily to me. There were no fish swimming in my sea. Never to be loved back.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And we just heard Lindy Ortega's new song. What was that? I can't remember. Oh, yes. Live and Died Alone. I'm with you. Don't worry. From her new album, Tin Star, which is kind of cool. She's obviously a Canadian singer-songwriter who is from Toronto, but now lives in Tennessee. And you can really see or hear the influence of Tennessee in her voice. Very country and down south kind of feel to it. Very, what a beautiful song. Very melancholy, heart-wrenching, I think is the best way to describe that. Her voice, and as you can tell, is being described as a blend of Dolly Parton, Johnny Cash, and Emily Lou Harris, which I totally agree. She has a beautiful voice and a lovely tone to it as well. She was actually nominated for 2 Juno Awards in 2012, the New Artist of the Year and Roots and Traditional Album Solo, which is kind of cool. And her album was actually Little Red Boots, the last album in 2012, was nominated as a longlist nominee for the 2012 Polaris Music Prize. Tin Star is actually her third album. And it was released last year in October as well. It's very crazy. She's a self-described bird lover and was a feature performance at a benefit concert for the World Parrot Refuge in Coombs, British Columbia in 2010. So who would have thought it? In the middle there, I had Sebastian Granger for you. His new album, which is called Yours to Discover. And the song that I played you was The Streets Are Still a Mess. Now, I was just flipping through the CD cover, the CD just then, and it has he's gone a bit out there. I don't know. Sorry, I'm just trying to get the CD cover to talk to you about it. He's got a bit out there right now with this art. I'm not too sure about it. Check it out online or check it out at your local record studio, station or whatever. But this, it has a warning to it that says this packaging contains explicit content. And the front part of the cover actually has him staring out in the distance with a half smile with painted all in red. And then when you open up the middle of it, I'm not going to say what's there, but let's just say he's a little bit more exposed than you usually would expect on a inside cover. And he's all in red and there's... there's a little bit of his manhood showing out and very interesting indeed. I've never seen that before and I don't know what he was trying to do with that, but, each to their own, and I'm sure there was something in that for that he wanted to show everyone or talk. I don't know. I have no idea and I'm going to leave it at that, but I hope I've intrigued you to go in and find out what the heck was that all about. He's from Mississauga, Ontario, Sebastian Granger, and he's probably best known as the drummer and the singer for Death From Above 1979, but he also is involved, he has another band called Sebastian Granger and the Mountains, and he actually, this album, Yours to Discover, was dropped on November 12th last year, so pretty new, and he's actually a part owner of Giant Studios in Toronto with Jimmy Shaw of Metric. So there you go. I love it when you hear of artists sort of collaborating, not only music but other endeavors as well, which I kind of thought is very cool. Now, I've only got 40 minutes left and I have about 35 minutes of music, so I need to shut up and let the music do the talking. The next song I've got for you is called Baptism. It's from the album Violent, and it's from the band We Are The City. They're originally from Kelowna, now based in Vancouver, and they formed in 2008. Their most recent album, Violent, was actually produced by Tom Dobransky of the Zolas. Now, he is around a lot. I've seen that over the last few months. He's been producing a lot of music, which is kind of cool. They're actually playing tomorrow night. We Are the City are playing tomorrow night at Performance Works, if you want to go and see them. Great Valentine or anti-Valentine endeavor or event that you could go to, whatever you fancy with regards to Valentine's. Some people say it's a Hallmark card. Some people love it. I don't mind it. I think it's kind of fun. And actually, Violent was released in 2013 in June. So it's been around for a little while now, a few months. And I hope you enjoy the song that I've got for you today, which is called Baptism. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
pictures, you put in the time, you put all those memories so deep inside my mind. Now the wind, yes, the wind keeps pushing you to me. Time being time, I know it's time to leave. And the memories we made will never be.
Outweek is Pride UBC's annual celebration of all things queer. Our theme this year is Minds, Bodies, Communities, with a big focus on unlearning. From February 10th to 14th, everyone is welcome to join us as we begin the incredible week with a flag-raising ceremony at the Sub Flagpole Courtyard. Throughout the week, Pride UBC will be hosting activities and workshops along with others such as Anna Sewell and Ray Spoon, ending in our Valentine's Day bash on Friday. For more information, please check out prideubc.com or drop by the Pride UBC office at Sub 245C. Pride UBC acknowledges that Out Week is being held on unceded Musqueam land and other Coast Salish territories.
We'll be right back.
Listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And that was Cults with their new album, Static, with their song High Road. I love that song. It's so fun and funky and awesome. Just awesome. They're actually from New York, from Manhattan itself, and they formed in 2010. While Brian Oblivion and Madeline Follin were students at the New York University, they actually hooked up, I heard. They were a couple for a while, but then separated as a couple, but stayed together as a band, which I just don't understand how that could happen. I don't know if I could really do that with somebody else, make music after you've been with them. But you know what? Each to their own, and I'm glad that they stayed together because this new album's fantastic. It's their second album from Columbia Records, and it was actually released in October as well. Gosh, October 2013 was a good month for new releases. Damn, that's hilarious. And they've actually been involved again with the Red Hot Organizations compilations. This was in 2011. They collaborated with the group Superhuman Happiness on a version of the track Un Canto de a Foxe. I don't know. I'm actually not going to say it because I am going to just massacre what I think looks like Portuguese. So I'm not even going to say it. Just take my word for it. They are on the Red Hot Organization's most recent charity album, Red Hot and Rio 2, with a really great song that I'm not going to say. So if you want to find out more about them, check them out at Red Hot or at their website as well. In the middle there, we heard The Head and the Heart, their long-awaited new album. What a great band they are. They've been around for a little while since 2009. The Head and the Heart, their first album, which was a do-it-yourself self-release, they released it on their own, and they basically sold it at concerts by word of mouth and through local record stores. And they actually, a couple of months after they released it, it sold 10,000 copies. So good for them. And they're such, I've unfortunately missed them the last couple of times that they've come. I know that they're going to be playing at the Squamish Music Festival this year, so hopefully I'll get a chance to see them this year because I really, really like them. And this new album's fantastic. You heard Shake, which is their single off this new album, and the album's called Let's Be Still. They actually were involved in a live performance for the International Rescue Committee for it was an event for Japan, basically, when the Japan earthquake happened. So that was back in 2010, which is kind of cool. And Let's Be Still was released, you guessed it, in October 2013 as well. I didn't plan this. I swear to God I didn't plan this. But, apparently October was the month to get your new albums out last year, which is kind of cool. They kept us waiting right up to the last moment before the end of the year. Well, I've only got a couple of more songs to give you before I say adieu for another 2 weeks. And that reminds me, I want you all to be listening very carefully with what I'm about to tell you. It's that time of year, February 27th to March 6th is our fun drive. That's when the whole studio and all the stations, shows get together and try and raise some money for the studio. As you can imagine, we don't have much money, CITR, because we are a skeleton staff, and B, all the DJs are volunteers. We're a non-profit organization that really relies on donations from you wonderful listeners out there. So if you've been, if you're a new listener to CITR, or if you've been listening to CITR for the last 75 years, that's right, we've been around for 75 years, please give generously during that week. We're trying to raise $33,000 in order to help us move to the new sub building when that's up and ready to go. I will be actually giving away some tickets next time I'm in the studio, along with a bunch of swag for people that donate generously to my show, which is going to be on the 27th of February. So please listen in and please donate. This money goes a long way to help us, you know, continue the wonderful programming that you love to listen to. And you know what? It's always good to support local nonprofits like CITR who support local music. It's a win-win-win situation. So don't forget, mark your calendars. The 27th of February till March 6th is Fun Drive. The Are You Aware Fun Drive show is the 27th of February. I'll be giving away tickets to the Cave Singers. I'll be giving away CDs and a few other little tidbits if I can get my hands on it. And I will be sort of announcing over that whole hour and a half that I've got to talk to you guys and encourage you guys to donate. There'll be prizes for people that give a donation, depending on what I want to give or what I want people to give at that time. So please, please, please make sure that you have some money in the bank so that you can please give to CITR so we can be around for another 75 years. And like I said, that you don't really hear the music that you hear on CITR anywhere else in Vancouver or the Lower Mainland or BC. I'm just going to go out there. So please support the station that loves to play you good music 24/7 and no commercials. That is a huge plus, except for our CITR commercials, which are always cooler than anything you're going to hear on the commercial radio stations. Well, I think I've done enough plugging for that. Don't forget, February 27th and March 6th, Fun Drive, Fun Drive, Fun Drive. I can't say it enough. The next song that I've got for you tonight is Deer Hunter. Their new album, which is called Monomania, and the song that I'm going to play for you in a minute is called Pensacola. Now, they have actually announced their sixth studio album release in 2013, May, which is the one that you're about to hear, and they were involved with a couple of cool things around. It was called All Tomorrow's Party. They headlined and curated that a couple of years ago, which is in a holiday camp in Canberra Sands, England. This is basically a festival that is an alternative to the larger, more corporate festivals like Glastonbury and Reading, and it has a tendency towards post-rock, avant-garde and underground hip-hop, which is kind of cool. And All Tomorrow's Parties Festival is a sponsorship-free festival where the organizers and artists stay in the same accommodation as the fans, which is very, very cool. But without further ado, here is Deer Hunter. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. Much more than I will dry my eyes.
Winter weather got you down? Let the February issue of Discorder be the light in your life. Bringing you the same exclusive content in our exciting new format, this month's issue is filled with oodles of goodies, such as shots from the DIY Fest Xenopalooza, the Groundhog Day staff sound-off, a calendar of all the best shows this month, and information on all the awesome swag you can win during this year's fun drive.
Are those CITR socks? That's bananas.
Plus band features on Hollow Moon, Connecticut, Redrick Salton, The Written Years, Vague, and Kubla Khan. All this and so much more in Discorder, that magazine from CITR. A copy can be picked up at any Friends of CITR business, or if you've gone paperless, check us out online at discorder.ca. And a very special thanks to our advertisers, the Biltmore Cabaret, Fortune Sound Club, LiveVan.com, MRG Concerts, the Portside Pub, Postal Loop, the Rickshaw Theater, Study and Go Abroad Fairs, and Weird Distro.
We'll be right back. Uh-huh. Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at...
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, RX Comics, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, the Rumpus Room, the Wallflower Modern Diner, and Woo Vintage Clothing.
Wow, it sure does pay to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus. Go online to www.citr.ca.
Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me. For sure.
What if
You're listening to CITR 101.9 in Vancouver, and I am saying sayonara until February 27th for my fund drive show. Donate, donate, donate. That was City in Colour with their album, or his album, The Hurry and the Harm and The Lonely Life. I am going to leave you because it's nanoseconds before Darren G gets into the hot seat with Stereo Doubt. So now I forgot. He's doing this head jiggle and making me laugh. Stereoscopic Readout. I'll get it there in a minute. I'm going to leave you with Gogo Bordello's new album. Whoop, whoop. I love these guys. They're so fun. Pura Vida Conspiracy. And this is, what am I playing for you? Lost Innocent World. You're on CITR 101.9 FM. Be good to one another. See you in 2 weeks.
Rejuvenation, the second wind. When will it begin? Repatriation, what is my sin? When will my ship come in? First I ask the sailor,